below Bera. Somebody ate a meal, and he forgot to bench. He got up and went away from the place that he ate. And then he realized that he had not yet benched. Beishami said, the person should return to the place where he ate in order to bench. You shouldn't bench in the place that you realize that you didn't bench. Instead, you have to return to the place that you ate in order to bench. Beishami says, you don't have to return to the place that you ate. You can bench in the place that you realize that you had not benched. Now, L'chatchila Beisilo admits it's better to return to the place that you ate, but we don't make you do that. If you want, you can bench in the place that you realize that you didn't bench. But Beisilo holds that if you deliberately didn't bench and got up and moved away from the place that you ate, then you do have to return to the place that you ate in order to bench. That which we said you don't have to return to the place that you ate, that's if you forgot. But if you deliberately got up and moved away, you have to go back to the place that you ate. How long after a meal can you still bench? Somebody who forgot to bench, how long afterwards can you still bench? The Mishnah tells us until the food in your stomach is digested. Once you start being hungry again, you no longer can bench on the meal that you ate. So therefore, it depends on the size of the meal that you ate. If you ate a very large meal, you can bench for a very long time after the meal. And if you ate a very small meal, you can bench for at least 72 minutes after the meal. So that which we said, the lechatchila, according to Beis Hillel, you should return to the place that you ate in order to bench. That's only if by the time you return to the place that you ate, the food would not have been digested yet. But if by the time you return to the place that you ate, the food would already have been digested, you'll start being hungry again, and you no longer can bench, then you should bench in the place that you remember, because if you return to the place that you ate, you will no longer be able to bench. Somebody has already completed his meal, and they brought out wine for him, and there's only one kos of wine. Beishami said, first you can make a barach for a gefen on the yain and drink the wine, and then you can bench. As there's no problem with drinking the wine before benching, even though that means you will bench without a kos, as according to Beis Shammai, it's not necessary to bench with a kosho yain. Beis Hillel disagrees. According to Beis Hillel, it is necessary to bench on a kosho yain. So therefore, if you only have one kosho yain, you should first bench, and then you should drink the kosher yain. You should bench on that kos, instead of barfi or gefen on the kos, after you bench. Now, we possibly, l'chatchila, you should bench with the kosher yain, but it's only considered a hitter mitzvah. If you want to be mahadir in a mitzvah, then you would bench on a kosher yain. But yeah, but you can go ahead and bench without a kosher yain. Onen amen achar yitro ha-mavarech. Ve'en onen amen achar akusi ha-mavarech. Achi yishma ko ha-bracha. You can say amen on hearing the completion of a bracha that was made by Yisrael, by a Jewish person, even though you didn't hear the entire bracha. You only heard the end of the bracha, so you didn't hear Hashem's name. Even so, you can say amen to the bracha. Certainly, he said the bracha with Hashem's name. But you can't say amen to a kusi that made a bracha unless you heard the entire bracha. If you heard only the end of the bracha, you didn't hear Hashem's name. It's possible he wasn't making the bracha to Hashem, he was making the bracha to Har Griza. As a kusi with Sir Avodah Zarah, Chachamim found a demus yona in Har Griza. Chachamim found that the kusim was serving Avodah Zarah, a demus yona, something that looked like a yona. So therefore, if we didn't hear Hashem's name, we cannot be assured that they made the bracha to Hashem. So we can't say amen to the bracha that a kusi made unless we heard the entire bracha.